I hit the record button. That was the sound of the record button. Meanwhile, guys, I'm skipping the Daft Punk because I'm like 6 minutes late, something like that. The earth started creaking. Breaking news, Hampshire College is officially looking really, really gross right now. I'm going to turn this up a little tiny bit. There we go. Yeah, Hampshire's looking pretty gross right now. I guess that's a side effect of what happens when you're like, yay, snow, and like a nice layer of frozen water falls across the land, and then it heats up a little bit, and all the frozen water turns into normal water, and just sort of accumulates everywhere, and makes the ground squishy. Like walking here, honestly, while I'm looking for something to play, it kept making this like sound, which was really unpleasant, which I just made for you, so you can share in my unpleasant trees. Ooh, here we go. Wait, is this the actual song? This is okay. While I'm setting up my laptop, I'm going to play "Hungry Like the Wolf" for you. Except it looks like it's not the one that I thought it was, because this is "Hungry Like the Wolf" by Tufts Beelzebubs. So I'm gonna hit it, and if it's terrible, I'm gonna switch to Daft Punk. But I'll be right back, guys. Don't worry. I know you're terrified of being alone, but I'll bring back the radio show momentarily. "Hungry Like the Wolf" by Tufts Beelzebubs, whoever that is. Oh, cool, it's a cappella. Here you go, yeah! Dark in the city, night is a wise. Steam in the subway, there's a fire. Why didn't you want me? Give me a sign. I catch my breathing even closer behind. Touch me the ground. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. Spun like a sound. Moaning a crowd. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Straddle the line. Discord and rhyme. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. Mouth is alive. Juices like wine. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Stuck in the forest. Too close to hide. I'll be a find you by the moonlight side. Skin is so tight. You feel my lead, I'm just a moment behind. Touch me the ground. I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Sun and a sound, lost and I'm found. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Start on a line, discord and rhyme. I howl and I whine, I'm after you. My mouth is alive, I'm running aside, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Drink from the crowd, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smile like a sound, nice and abound. That was pretty, whoa, hello, microphone, I'm turning down those speakers. There we go. Okay, yeah, so that was "Hungry Like the Wolf" by Tufts Beelzebubs, I guess, which was pretty awesome. Like, I'm honestly surprised. I thought that was going to be like a death metal version or something, not awesome acapella. In the meantime, I will go ahead and formally welcome all of you to Help, I'm Trapped in a Radio Station with Ian Campbell, which is me, and my co-host, the microphone and the headphones and, like, the telephone that no one ever calls. And, yeah, that's just about it. Yeah, in case you didn't figure it out from that, it's a solo act. You've probably heard this like 900 times, except I haven't done this show 900 times. I think I'm up to like 12 or something like that. Meanwhile, okay. Yeah. While I'm typing up the little thing that says like radio. Yeah, the last one I saved was number 11, which means that this is number 12. Woo! Look at that. Okay, I don't know what I'm going to play, aside from what I just did. All right. Well, hang on. Let's go up. Yeah, all right, let's start this out with something that I came up with off the top of my head. I'm writing this song right now as we speak, and by writing, I mean hitting enter. Here's Wallflowers by MC Frontalot. It's got Margaret Thatcher in it.
Your pants, you better call the dispatcher of deliverers of increased pants awesomeness. Get the awesomest pants they offer. Preposterous shoes are also required for the moves, although sensible footwear or barefoot behooves and all attire's optional. You only ever do it when there's nobody watching you. Do it, do the Margaret Thatcher. Just do it, do the Margaret Thatcher, y'all. Do it, do the Margaret Thatcher. Just do it, do the Margaret Thatcher, y'all. Here's a little something for the wallflowers in the room, all my people at the party for whom the dance don't come natural. Enhance your stature, fall into the routine they call the Margaret Thatcher, y'all. Wriggle, cobble your gun, intensify your ennui. Then before you get done, put your left foot over to the left if you dare. Then pretend you got scared, then point at your hair. Step two, elevate everything up. Increase any numbers that you're in control of. Then skip to the lewd and stand stock still. Then illustrate for everyone your ultimate skill. Dancing you do, calibrate it so that anybody think that you're too intensely unhealthy to move like that. Take the multiple indignities of dance floor back. Don't retract unless you're starting a move, and don't begin a motion unless you follow it through. And don't do anything I wouldn't condone except a dance named after a villainous crone. Here's a little something for the wallflowers in the room, all my people at the party for whom the dance don't come natural. Enhance your stature, fall into the routine they call the Margaret Thatcher, y'all. Do the Margaret Thatcher, just do it. Do the Margaret Thatcher, y'all. Do it. Do the Margaret Thatcher. Just do it. Do the Margaret Thatcher, y'all. Do it. Do the Margaret Thatcher. Just do it. Do the Margaret Thatcher, y'all. Do it. Do the Margaret Thatcher. Just do it. Do the Margaret Thatcher, y'all.
Flowers by MC Frontalot. I managed to stop it before I got to the next song. Aren't you guys so proud of me? Ahem. Yeah, no, that's not actually something to be terribly proud of. That's more like basic fundamental clicking buttons skills. There was 1 second left on the clock, though, which is just kind of cool. I feel like I should get, like, maybe a bonus point for that. What should I talk about? Oh yeah. I will I will stall for time by saying the same thing about the telephone that I say every time, except when I forget, and then I don't say it, and then it doesn't actually make a difference because nobody calls.
Ahem. There is a telephone in the yurt. This is a telephone that you use to call people with. It is also used to receive calls from anywhere in the world. Although most likely it'll be from a cell phone on campus or potentially off campus. Some people get calls from Germany and Canada. I get calls from the IRS. Except I don't, because, yeah. But that's okay, because there's a telephone here. I should actually skip to the part where I tell you how to call it. If you're on campus at Hampshire College, you can dial extension 2330 by picking up an on-campus telephone and hitting those numbers. If you're off campus, just dial 413-559-2330, and I will see a flashing light. And apparently there's like another flashing light here now, which looks like a little siren. I hope it doesn't actually make siren sounds. It probably doesn't. But just in case it does, I'm concerned. On the off chance that's what's going to happen. Yeah, flashing lights and stuff. Call it. I'll pick it up. Be like, hey, what's up? And you'll be on the air. I think you're on the air. Or just like send me a text message or do stuff on Facebook or things along those lines. Help, I'm trapped in radio station. Herf, nerf, nerf. The yurt. Herf, nerf. Have some Beck. Here's sex laws. I sort of ran out of things to say halfway through that.
Isolated doctor's mom.
talking about sex laws and stuff, which is spelled with two X's. Seems like kind of a strange number, but that's okay. For some reason, I should preface the for some reason. Gorillaz has a new album about to come out, and the yurt is creaking in response to that announcement. It was kind of creepy. Yeah, they have a new album that's not quite out yet, but it was on NPR, and they like let you stream the whole thing and be like, "Woo, I want to listen to this music before it comes out." But then apparently some people like took it off of the streaming thing and made it into actual MP3s that you can play on your computer whenever you want, which is nice because now I have it on my computer. But the bad news is only one track actually went into iTunes, even though I see all of the different files on my computer, which is sad. The good news is, though, I can make it play because iTunes is not the only media player on your computer. At least not on mine. I mean, it might be on yours. Well, I'm pretty sure it probably comes with, like... No, you've got at least, like, QuickTime and Windows Media Player. So, no, unless you are some strange person who has intentionally made iTunes your only media player, you've got something else. Instead of media players, though, I think it's time for some super fast Jellyfish, which I haven't heard all the way through yet, but it's from Plastic Beach, the new Gorillaz album, as requested by people on the internet, and by people, I mean one person. Here we go. I hope this works. If it doesn't, I will feel like a jerk. Why is it muted? I hate everything. The computer wasn't muted. Windows Media Player was muted. Here we go. Part two. Gorillaz. You knew it wouldn't be one of my radio shows without something going wrong at least once.
This morning, you've got time for a hot home-cooked breakfast. Delicious and piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Pretty packages of Frosted Delights.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames. They be tasting quite right.
All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many, no others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
That's chicken.
Gotta have it super fast.
A whole line of breakfast you got time for.
Super fast. Super fast, I come in last, but just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, forever blue. Good night, throws actors, aluminum, a crucial fun, aluminum. The sea is radioactive, the sea is radioactive.
All hail King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set, ready, go, many, no others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad, we be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's chicken.
Gotta have it super fast.
Super fast, super fast, I come in last. But just in time for breakfast, keep it true.
Super Fast Jellyfish by Gorillaz. Also, in the like 2.5 minutes of that song, John Bruner came in and checked to make sure everything was working, which was very exciting. And he pointed out something to me, which I will now point out to you as I stand up, gingerly moving the microphone to make it not go. There is actually a different phone number that you can call, so you can call in from off campus and it'll flash and stuff. All that stuff I was saying to you earlier about 559-2330 was a total and complete fabrication, although that wasn't my fault. Well, I guess it was because I wasn't actually paying attention to the sign that explains things here, but I will tell you this anyway. Ahem. The new phone number is ... left parentheses 413, right parentheses, that's the area code, 559-6766, and you can call in from anywhere, which is what you could do with the other phone number, except you couldn't actually, and, yeah, something along those lines. Now that I've got that taken care of, I'm gonna play another song, because I was busy talking to John Bruner and didn't think of witty patter and stuff. But that's sort of the story of this radio station's life. Well, not radio station, radio show. I can't talk today. I can never talk. I can play music, though. Here's Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'm on a roll with sort of short-ish songs today. That was like 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and like the Gorilla song was also like 2 minutes. Wallflowers was just 3 minutes. Sex Laws is the longest thing so far today, which isn't saying much. Yeah, Hungry Like the Wolf was 2 minutes and 40 seconds. I forgot I played that song, but I see it on that other computer. What's going on in the world of... Someone says, okay. Oh, I should plug Deathfest, because Deathfest is coming up. If you're on Hampshire campus, or if you're in the general vicinity of Amherst, Massachusetts, Amherst, Albuquerque, this Saturday, March 6th, Sunday, it's Saturday, show up at FBH at 6 p.m. I'm getting a text message from Facebook. I'm getting text message from computer. Deathfest is happening Saturday, 6 p.m. Show up, die, it'll be great. I'm skipping the rest of that plug because I didn't know what to say in the first place. I found I was like, okay, let's put this song in here. And I just realized that it's 2 minutes and 38 seconds. I guess this is really just like short song o'clock. Let's get in with the Ryan Adams and Cardinology. Well, okay, Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. The album is Cardinology. And the song is Magic with a CK. And it's really good. I hadn't said that about songs yet today. Here we go. Cardinals, Cardinology, Magic, Cardinals, Rock, 218, Magic, Cardinals, Rock, Magic. We've got an article for you guys. I'm gonna read something funny instead of just saying words, which was kind of fun. Ahem. In the science and technology section of the newspaper, I won't say which newspaper, but you might be able to figure it out as we go along. Archaeologists discover remnants of legendary party out by train tracks. Columbia, South Carolina. Archaeologists excavating the train tracks out by the quarry announced Tuesday that they have discovered evidence of an epic party dating back to the late February period of the year 2010. According to University of South Carolina Archaeology Chair Winston Eng, the monumental celebration, once thought to be merely the stuff of local legend, appears to have spanned more than 6 hours and covered a 2,200-square-foot area at its height. "This is an extremely exciting find," said Eng, who's heading up the careful documentation and cataloging of what is already being referred to as a total freaking blowout. "Nothing in the record indicates a party of such breadth and magnitude ever having occurred in this area, before or since. Judging by the vast array of artifacts these people left behind, this was truly a balls-out rager," Eng added. By carefully piecing together the physical evidence with the local oral traditions that had been passed down from older to younger brother over the past 2 weeks, Eng and his colleagues have been able to theorize what the party must have been like. "Though no reliable first-hand narratives still exist, various hazy and half-remembered tales indicate that it began as a humble birthday bash for Kelly and then attracted and absorbed several other bands of revelers as news of its vast beer reserves spread throughout the region?" Something's like squealing. I don't actually know what's going on. "Spread throughout the region. I'm going to keep reading and hope that nothing breaks or explodes or catches on fire. Beer reserves spread throughout the region, Eng said. It appears that the party grew rapidly in strength during its brief reign, but the erratic tire tracks and three bras left behind, coupled with speculative history accounts of a highly coordinated raid by a people known as the Pigs, suggest that it ended quite suddenly. Eng said, what in the heck is beeping? I don't even know. Eng said that the party can be divided into three generally agreed upon eras, each marked by a watershed event. These include the arrival of the three great kegs, Brian crying like a little bitch, and the lighting of the bottle rockets. In addition to alcohol receptacles of every size and several cast-off contraceptive devices, Eng and his team also uncovered evidence of advanced tool-making. The most prized discovery to date is a high-volume gravity bong, the sophistication and ingenuity of which appears to be unrivaled by similar THC delivery devices found at other sites. The squealing stopped. I am so happy. Oh my goodness, you don't even know. It was high-pitched and obnoxious. This event attracted very specialized partiers skilled in many different disciplines, said Eng, later explaining that the find that the train tracks puts into perspective much of the data collected at the site of a landmark 2004 high school rager discovered next to a water tower in Palmyra, New York. From ancient drinking game masters to pickup artists to guys who were good at donuts, this was the rare environment in which all of these types of people could thrive. So badass, Eng added. Though the discovery has removed any doubt as to how awesome the party was, the festivities were evidently not always peaceful. Bloodstains and a torn Motorhead t-shirt have been attributed to a massive three-man brawl, thought to have been prompted by the fickle attentions of a particularly attractive, high-status female. Additionally, vague tales of someone's cousin named Lester or Lincoln or something attempting to attain the status of alpha male by throwing a full beer into one of the site's bonfire areas, an action that purportedly saw him forever branded as an asshole and banished from the event, has been sustained by the recovery of a charred and ruptured aluminum vessel. There was a very strict and nuanced social hierarchy in place, Eng said. Violating it could easily relegate a partygoer to hanging out with the tools, listening to one of them go on and on about computers or some other gay shit. Though researchers said that they have already learned much during the excavation, some questions, such as why Lauren was being such a bitch to Jen, will likely forever remain unanswered. And that's all the news from Lake Wobegon in Columbia, South Carolina. That was pretty cool. Speaking of Motorhead, it's time for a Motorhead song. Here's We Are the Road Crew before I have to talk any longer.
I want every single one of the road crew on the stage immediately, please. This is called We Are the Road Crew.
Another town, another place, another girl, another place. Some drug, another race. Another town left behind, another dream completely blind, another hotel I can't. I believe another beer is what I need. Some give my ears bleed. We
Thank you. That was We Are the Road Crew by Motorhead. That was a live one. I got that off of the Brutal Legend soundtrack, which someone on the internet compiled oh so nicely. I actually liked that game. People who didn't are babies and don't appreciate good. I'm going to play the other Gorillaz song that got requested for today because I haven't heard it and it's probably good and I'm excited to hear it. So, another track from Plastic Beach, without a whole lot of me talking in the middle, is Rhinestone Eyes. Here you go.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep with future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your party's now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat under sunshine pylons. We'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Was the abrupt end of a song that I thought was slightly longer. And by that I mean it was Rhinestone Eyes by Gorillaz. I'm continuing on the thread of not talking too much because I read a really, really long, well, sort of long Onion article. And I have a bunch more songs that I think are really cool that you guys would like. So scroll. This is Help, I'm Trapped in a Radio Station with Ian Campbell. I'm saying that to buy myself time. Here's A Girl Named Tex by Trocadero.
The story of a girl named Beth, now known as Tex. Her life's tale is a bloody trail, her name fits like a glove. Her dad is sad as she slammed the door, she'd said to him, I'm Beth no more. My last dream is to kill for green, but first I'll join the Corps. Her daddy said, you're just a girl, what makes you think that you won't sink? My name is Tex and I'm like a hex, my playground is the world. Basic turn her gun to gold, soon had it made. She'd hit by trade, amassing kills. She proved her skills, make your blood run cold. Texas had a bar, sipping rye with some apple pie. With a distant stare like she didn't care, she said, what's with the guitar? I must admit, my lips went numb. Some butterbar set his face all red. She's too good in your drifting wood, said, boy, you better run. Texas said, sir, keep your peace. My heart is free, and so is he. I'd give it to any man who's true that safeties were released. He drew before he replied, but Tex was hot and he was not. He lay dead while Texas bled, crimson on her side. Texas said, this could be my last, I guess. I gotta go, but now you know I want a song to live for long. It's a fair request. Texas made it out, I heard, but her one need I did heed. I think of Beth while mocking death, like a mockingbird.
Stop. Aha. Ha. I saved it. I almost had to do that thing that I always complain about where I mess up and it continues on forward and it's like, hey guys, how am I? Oh no. But that, it almost happened, but it didn't. So you should all be proud of me or something. Again, with the basic radio skills. Again, with the more like basic button pushing skills and knowing that if it's set on a playlist and you continue to let it play, it will continue to play. Because computers do, in fact, do what you tell them to, not like, you know, sprout arms and throttle me while I'm trying to say things. What else is going on? Nothing exciting. I will find something exciting while I play a Jason Mraz song for you. Instead of reading bad RoboCop and Batman slash fiction, which someone sent me, which was totally distracting me from this radio show, because it's really, really terrible. Let's think about something better. Here's the Dynamo of Volition by Jason Mraz.
I got the dynamo of volition, the pup-pole position, automatic transmission with low emissions. I'm a brand new addition to the old edition with the love unconditional. And I'm a drama abolitionist, damn, no opposition to my proposition. Half of a man, half magician, half a politician, holding the mic like ammunition. And my vision is as simple as light. Ain't no reason we should be in a fight, no demolition. Get to vote, get to see what you like. Prove creation, compositions already written by themselves. Heck, it's for the people not believing in gosh. Good job, get them up way high, give me that high five. Good time, get them way down low, give me that low dough. Good God, bring them back again, give me that high ten. intention of good intention. I do not answer the call if I do not know who is calling. I guess the whole point of it all is that we never know, really. I'm trying to keep with the Joneses while waiting for Guns and the Roses to finish what we all suppose is gonna be the shit we'll soon make. Bumping in wrist lock, twisting up a Rizzler. Kid Icarus on the transistor. Nintendo be giving me the blister. I bend over, take it in the kisser. My best friends are hitting on my sister. Try to tell them that they still a wisher. Cause she already got herself a mister. And besides, that's gross to wanna diss her. I didn't I say? Good job, get them up way high. Give me that high five. Good time, get them way down low. Give me that high ten. You're the best definition of good versus evil. I do not keep up with statistics. I do not sleep without a mistress. I do not eat unless it's fixed with some kind of sweet like a licorice. My home is deep inside the mystics. I'm known to keep digging on existence. I'm holding in the heat like a fish stick. My phone it beeps because I missed it. I do not answer the call if I do not know who is calling. I'm making no sense of it all. Say, can I get a witness? I'm only a boy in a story, just a hallucinatory. Tripping on nothing there is, living in the wilderness. With a tiger spot on my back, living life of a cat. I just wanna relax here and write another rap tune. Driving off on your blind man's bike. You can say just what you like, or nothing can stop you. Job. Get them up way high, give me that high five. A good time, get them way down low, give me that low dough. A good God, bring it back again, give me that high ten. You're the best, 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 you're the best. Good job, get them up way high, give me that high five. A good time, get them way down low, give me that low dough. A good God, bring it back again, give me that high ten. You're the best definition of good intention. You're the best definition of good intention. You're the best definition of good intention. You're the best around.
That was Jason Mraz with the Dynamo of Volition. I kind of wish, like, he had actually played it live or something, because he's a really cool guy. Like, when I saw him in concert, he came out after the concert, and he was in kind of a hurry, because he had to, like, get on the road and go places. But instead of just being like, no, guys, I'm going to shuffle on past you and not sign anything, he was, like, he was really cool, and he, like, went around to every single person who had been waiting outside and high-fived them and, like, talked a little bit and then left. And it was great. And, yes. I got 5 minutes left. I got not a whole lot of stuff left, but that's okay, because not a whole lot is like 3 minutes and 50 seconds. So if I can stall for another like minute, then I can play that and dip out and set it up to like play a second thing and then hit the recording stop button and like make it out and go to FICOM. Oh shoot, I gotta go to the FICOM meeting. Rumble. Internal monologue. You all just saw it right here. By the way, I'm joining FICOM, which seems like a horrible idea, but you know, maybe I'll make this Hampshire campus a better place for America or something. Okay, I'll go ahead and dip out now. Here's the last song of the day. Here is A Jagged Gorgeous Winter by The Main Drag. Thank you, everybody, again, for listening to Help, I'm Trapped in a Radio Station. Standard radio patter. Here's a song. I'll see you all next week.
Winter taking days.
Nights filled with longer hours.
Hey!
Nights filled with longer hours.
jacket, gorgeous winter from the summer's thread. All the lies you told about me, they were totally, totally, totally true.
It's getting late, have you seen my maid? Let me tell you when the boys get here. It's 7 o'clock and I wanna rock. Let me get a belly full of beer. My old man's drunker than a barrel full of monkeys. And my old lady, she don't care. My sister looks good in her braces and boots. A handful of grease in her hair. Gonna set this dance alive, 'cause Saturday night's the night.